Give him a praise for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to try to help somebody here tonight.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. How many's ever had to really cry to the Lord for help? God, I got a need. There's a lot of people that's got needs. Whether it's physical, spiritual, mental, financial. A lot of people's up against it.
Yes.
If you've got your Bibles, I want you to turn with me into Mark's Gospel, chapter 5. Go into Mark's Gospel, chapter 5, and let's look at verse 25. Mark 5 and 25. Thank you, Lord. Lord helps me tonight. I want to preach just a little bit on I've got to get to Jesus. I've got to get to Him. Oh, Lord. Verse 25. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched His garment. For she said, if I may touch but His clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in Himself that virtue had gone out of Him, turned Him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And His disciples said unto Him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And He looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before Him and told Him all the truth. And He said unto her, daughter, what? Thy faith hath made thee whole.
Yes.
Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. All right, you may be seated. If I teach, preach, somebody says, we'll just label you a preacher. You preach and you teach. But that's all right. We need His word, don't we? I want to ask you tonight, what is it that sticks out about this woman to you? She was desperate and she wanted to live.
Mom.
Right.
God knows when you want to live. There's just something in you that will not give up. Whew.
That's it, Lord.
Hallelujah. It's called a desperate faith. When she heard about Jesus, she knew that He could help her. My answer is in Him. If I can only get to Him and get near enough to touch the hem of His garment, I know, she said within her heart, I know that I shall be made whole. I believe the Lord. I believe, dear Lord, You've healed others and You can heal me. Did she have children at home? Did she have a family that needed her? I don't know. How old was this woman? We don't know. But one thing we do know about her, she was desperate and she believed that she could get to the Lord and press through the crowd and get close enough to touch the hem of His garment. I know I shall be made whole. She had faith in Jesus. Hallelujah.
Woo!
You might be in this service tonight and have a great need. It might not be physical sickness. It may be something spiritual.
Yeah.
Or a mental battle.
All right.
You're battling. Hallelujah. The something is a draining the very life out of you. You're getting weaker. Whatever you're facing, it's a bringing you lower. But there's something in you that won't let go. Something in your heart that says there is hope. I want to live, and I want victory. God is my answer. And if I can get to Jesus, He will touch me, and I can be free and made whole. I'm weak and worn. I'm tired and I'm battle weary, but I'm still pressing on. I've got obstacles in the way to get to the Lord. Ask this woman, what is it inside of you that won't give up? I believe that God has got my answer. I want to live. Can you raise your hand and say, I don't have to die, but I can live? The devil, he'd like to take the life of God out of you. He'd like to drain you and take the faith out of you. But that woman says, he's touched others, and he can touch me. He's given sight to the blind. He's healed the lame, and they can walk. And only the dumb can talk. He's raised the dead. And if he does that, he can heal me. I tried many physicians, but nobody can help me. But Jesus has got exactly what I need tonight. He's got it. I said, Jesus has got it. Well, praise be to the Lord. There is still virtue in Christ tonight. There is healing power. He still heals.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory.
Still heals. I've been praying for some people here. Whether it's physical or mental or spiritual, it don't matter. Your answer is in the touch of God tonight. That's all you need. Something in me won't let go. If I can just get to Him. Ma'am, would you come up here? Woman with the issue that had the issue of blood, right here, get in this microphone. I try to personalize stuff. I'm right there with them.
There you go.
I'm wearing their clothes. I put on their sandals.
Come on.
I walk right through the dust with them.
Yeah.
Come on. Make that word of God come alive to you. Put yourself in their shoes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Come here, ma'am, and tell them. Tell them. Tell us. Can you tell us your story? She'll say, yes, I can. Picture her standing right here. I knew that I was a dying. There wasn't a doctor anywhere that could help me.
Come on, brother.
I spent every dime that I had.
Come on.
I could not rise above this trial.
Come on, Brother Tommy.
Bless you, Lord.
I couldn't rise up above it.
Come on.
Glory.
Go ahead.
Come on, brother.
That I was going through. But when I looked in the distance and I saw Jesus, I knew this man had my answer.
Come on.
Can you say, in my hardest times, Brother Tommy, in my lowest condition, I've looked up and I've seen the Lord. I see Him still setting high. He's still on the throne. He's still in control. He's still the healer. He's still the savior. He's still a heart mender. He's still the lifter upper. He'll make you whole. I looked in the distance and I saw Him, that Nazarene, the Son of God. I saw Him. Hallelujah. My hope is in the Lord. We just need to refocus and focus on Him.
Come on.
You're my answer, Jesus. Don't get your eyes off of Him. No matter what you're going through and suffering right now, no matter what it is, don't get your eyes on you and those around you and your troubles and trials. Get them on Him.
Come on.
Oh, look to Him. Look to Him. Hallelujah.
Come on.
I knew this man had my answer. If I can get to Him and touch Him, I'll be healed.
Yes.
But there were many others around Him with their needs. They were thronging him. I mustered up the last little bit of strength that I had left within me. And I pushed against my obstacles. I pushed against the crowd. I parted my way through all the others. Yes, yes, I could have given up. Yes, I could have went back home. Yes, I could have turned back because of the press. But I wanted to live. I wanted to be better. I wanted my life restored. I was desperate. I wanted him to touch me. And I was not going to give up. There was a desperate faith in my heart, she said, I believe, no matter how low I get or how sick I am, I still believe in thy healer tonight. Raise your other hand and praise him. Woo! There's healing virtue, and there's power to save and to deliver tonight. Well, glory. How many in the church has had the Lord to touch you and bring you off of the sick bed and bring you out of the hospital and restore your health? Hallelujah. He knows how and he knows when. Well, glory to God. He's still in control. Hey, Lord. Brother Ron, I know that you're praying. I know you got some people praying in this church, but I'm looking for God to do some things in this little revival. Raise your little hand and say, I'm a looking, preacher. I'm a looking for God to do greater things.
Yes.
I'm not giving up.
Amen.
I'm not a quitter.
Come on.
I'm not a giver upper. One person said, I need the tenacity of a rubber ball. Throw it right against the wall as hard as you can. It'll come right back at you. That's what we need to do with the devil. We get punched, and we get hit, and we get kicked. Why don't we get right back up and say, I'm not a giving up. Hallelujah. I'm a bouncing back. Praise be the Lord. Woo.
Come on.
Bless him, Lord.
Yes. Praise him, Lord.
Obstacles. They will be in your way.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I kept her pressing.
Right.
I could almost, by faith, just feel myself getting better.
Yeah.
There was an inward vision in that woman's heart.
Come on.
She could feel it by faith.
Yep.
She could see it. She could look in a mirror and see and say, Lord, my feeling's going to come back. Ooh, Lord. Hallelujah. Because of the press, she went ahead and she was desperate. She said, I fell at his feet and I touched the hem of his garment. And when I did, I felt something I had never felt before. And it flowed all through me. The virtue of Jesus healed me and made me whole. And if he did it for me, he can do it for you. There's not a problem too great that our God cannot take care of. Well, praise be to the Lord. When the doctor walks out and says, I've done all that I can do, there is still a great physician, and his name is Jesus. And when he walks in the room, everything changes. It'll change around you, and it'll change inside of you. Well, praise be to the Lord. They ain't nothing too hard for God.
Woo!
Well, praise be to the Lord. I think I heard Calvin Ray said there was somebody dying. Mary and I listened to him, and he has some of the greatest stories and testimonies. This person was dying in the hospital, literally dying, and said this big, heavy-set woman come in. The famous mistake was, she a black lady? She's a black lady. You know, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for some have entertained angels unaware.
That's right.
Lord have mercy. Woo!
Amen.
That person was laying in their bed. The doctors give up on them and everything. And they were dying. And so that person looked and said, he thought it was the nurse came in. Big, heavy set lady, she come in. Beautiful lady, big shiny face. And said she sat on the edge of the bed and reached over and touched him and said, everything's going to be all right. I just came to tell you everything's going to be all right. The next day rolled around. He woke up and he felt completely different. Something had happened right in the middle of the night. He got his clothes on and run out there to the nurse's station and said, who was that black lady that came in my room? They told him, says, there was nobody went in your room all night long. Oh, yes, there was. Somebody came in and said they had a beautiful face, a great big wonderful smile on their face, said they touched me and said everything's going to be all right. They said we could look at the cameras. There was nobody came in your room. And they said, what are you doing out here? Says, I feel different since they left. Raise your hand and praise him. Praise him. Praise him. I tell you, it makes a difference when you pray. Come on. Sometimes my prayers may not get through. You know, it's hard for us to pray for ourselves. Come on, when we're really up against it and we're down and we're battling and we're sick, it's hard for us to pray for ourselves. But you get a body of believers and you get your brothers and sisters that care about you and love you, and they start binding their prayers together. It touches heaven. Come on, it brings the Lord's touch in your life. It's not over. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Virtue of Jesus. Jesus turned to that woman and saw her, said, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole.
Yes.
Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. This woman's touch. I believe this woman is now in heaven in the very presence of God, thanking and praising Jesus and saying, Lord, thank you, you're worthy. I'm here because you have touched me.
Glory
to God.
I want to ask you tonight.
Come on.
What God did back then, can he do it now?
Amen.
Sure can.
Praise you, Lord.
Same today and tomorrow forever.
Has God changed? No.
No.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. The same yesterday, today, and forever. He still heals and puts lives back together. You don't have to succumb to your trial and give up in your battle. I'm a preacher that I've got to get to Jesus. I'm not giving up. There's something in me that won't let me give up. I want to live. I said I want to live. Praise him here tonight. There's something in me that drives me. And it's a desperate faith. I'm a coming, Jesus. I'm a looking into the distance. Hallelujah. I'm a looking up, Lord, to you.
Yes, Lord.
You should have been gone a long time ago, brother.
Well, I wasn't ready. The Lord wasn't done with me.
God ain't done yet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Come on.
How many still got time with me here for a minute?
Come on.
Turn right on over there, a chapter or two. I want to give you one more.
Come on.
Ah! Hallelujah. Go to the 10th chapter of Mark. And verse 46. And they came to Jericho, that's Jesus and his disciples. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.
Yes.
And many charged him that he should hold his peace, many of them. But he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee?
Come on.
The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way.
Yes.
I want to ask us tonight, I'll wind this down. Why did the Holy Ghost inspire Mark to put this story of Bartimaeus in our Bible? Why? It says Jesus and his disciples came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho, don't sound like he spent a lot of time there.
Come on.
A bunch of people were following Jesus. Why? Jesus had touched and healed while he was there. He performed miracles and lives in his short stay in Jericho. And now he's on his way out of town. Listen, Jesus is leaving town, but there's one man left. Wait a minute, don't be so fast. There's one more that needs a touch. Man, I felt that go all over me. Wait a minute, Jesus, there's one more. There's one more.
Come on.
Raise your little hand. There's one more. There's one more. As he came into Jericho, he healed and saved and delivered. And as he was leaving town, there was one more. One more soul that needed help. One more soul that needed God's touch. Hallelujah. Wait a minute, Jesus. Don't leave town yet. There's one soul left that has a need. Jesus, don't leave yet. Come here, Bartimaeus, and get in this microphone. It's your turn. Take this microphone and give us your testimony. Give us your story. He would stand here and he would say, I am Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus. I was blind and I could not see. From birth or a disease, we really don't know. He goes on to say, I can't tell you the times that others had to take my hand and they had to lead me around. And people did what they could to help me. I lived and existed by the mercy of others. I depended upon people to help me. I sat in the dust by the highway side. Many times I sat there as people would pass me by. And I was always a wishing that I could see like the others could see. Nobody knows the loneliness that I felt. You feel all alone in a dark world with no beauty. All I could do was listen for footsteps and to hear somebody drop a coin down in my beggar's cup. But one day I heard a crowd of people are coming down my road, and they were happy and they were rejoicing. I heard them telling one another how Jesus had touched them. I couldn't see it, but I heard one say, look, he touched me. I was crippled, but now I can walk. I heard another one say, I had the palsy. I was bedfast, and I had no feeling in my limbs, and they carried me to Jesus. And all that he did was speak a word, and I was healed. All of my feeling came back. I heard a woman say that he healed my little daughter, and another one would say I was mute and I could not talk, but now I can speak. For the first time since I've been born, I can sing, and I'm going to praise him. I listened to their testimonies as they approached. I found out that Jesus was coming by my way. Who's that man walking down the dusty road? It's Jesus. Who's that man that raises the dead and feeds the hungry? Hallelujah. It's Jesus. Who is it that gives sight to the blind and causes the dumb to talk and to sing and to praise and to worship? It's Jesus, and he's coming your way. He ain't leaving town yet. He came into Jericho, and there's one left. I said there's one left. One more soul to touch. One more man to heal. Who is it that's come your way, Bartimaeus? It is Jesus. It's my hope. He's my hope tonight. Yeah. Raise your little hand and praise him. Don't leave yet, Jesus. I don't leave yet. There's another soul that needs a touch. There's another need in the building. I said there's another need in the building. I don't leave yet, God.
Come on, obey the Lord.
Jesus. I listened to their testimonies as they approached.
Come on.
I found out that Jesus was coming by my way.
Come on.
I knew it was now or maybe never. Come on, children.
Come on.
I'm not letting my opportunity pass me.
Amen.
It may be the last time Jesus ever passes by my way. After hearing what he did for the others, I knew that he could help me and heal me. I'll tell you, and I'll stand here in this microphone, it means everything in the world when you give your testimony. Right here I felt the Lord. So many times we close our mouth and we will not stand in a church service and tell what the Lord has done for us. I realize that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I tell you a real living true testimony of what the Lord has done for you. When you stand, it brings faith and hope to others around. He did it for me, and he brought me out, and he healed me, and he lifted me up. We need to tell it. Raise your hand. I said we need to tell it. Tell it. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Tell it more. Don't leave town yet, Jesus. There's one more soul. Woo, I feel the Lord right here. Oh, no, 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 my. Hallelujah. He's a passing by our way tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Since as I listened to their testimony, something happened inside of my heart. I felt faith arise, and I could almost feel, hallelujah, my sight coming back to my eyes. I started crying out, Lord, have mercy on me, thou son of David, the Messiah, the Lord of glory, the great physician. Have mercy on me. Don't pass me by. Hallelujah. I started a cry. Some of the people told me to be quiet. Some said, he ain't interested in you, Mr. Blind Man. He don't have time time for you. He's busy, but I ain't a letting him pass me by. Nobody, if I have to scream and if I have to cry, he's got my answer. Others' testimony have encouraged me. I believe he can make me see. Oh, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. The more they told him to be quiet, Brother Ron, the more that he cried, and that much more loudly. I'm not a giving up. Well, praise be to the Lord. Raise your hand. I'm still going to pray. I'm still going to call on God. It ain't too late. It ain't over. He's got my answer. He can help me tonight. Don't leave town yet.
Woo! Come on!
Hallelujah!
Praise God!
And he heard me. He heard me. He stopped and listened. And I will never forget it. He called for me. This was for me an act of faith. Now listen, church. Oh, Bartimaeus will tell you. He could have come to me, but he told me to come to him. How bad do you want it? Well, glory. You can desire with all of your heart, and you can really believe God's got it. He's got what you need. But sometimes you gotta step out by faith. Hallelujah! Put legs on your faith. I don't care if you've been anointed 533 times. It don't matter. I come again. And let the pastor anoint you with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith, I shall save the sick. With glory, raise your little hand and praise him. Hallelujah! I keep coming to Jesus. Hallelujah! Keep a climbing that mountain. Keep a bowing your knees. You might not be able to get on your knees. You might have a physical condition you can't get up off of your knees, but cry to him. He'll hear you. Hallelujah. I rose up, got right out of the dust.
Come on.
Hang on here a minute.
Come on.
I rose up out of the dust. And I cast aside my beggar's garment. That was an act of faith. You won't need a beggar's garment in the presence of Jesus. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Hallelujah to the Lord. If I can get to him, everything's going to be all right. He cast aside his beggar's garment and he felt his way to Jesus.
Right.
Come on.
Bartimaeus said, I followed his voice. Say praise the Lord, Brother Charles.
Praise the Lord. Woo! Praise the Lord. 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 Praise the Lord.
What wouldest thou that I should do for you?
Oh, the Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Come on.
Come on now.
Bless him, Lord. Come on.
Lord, that I might receive my sight.
Come on.
Somebody's got a need in this building here tonight. Oh, God. Oh, I don't care how big it is. I don't care how long you've wooled it. I don't care how long it's weighted you down. I don't care the mind battle the devil says it's over with. You're going down. It'll never work for you. Others might do it. They might get it. They might be blessed. But it ain't for you. Listen, these are the obstacles that we face when we cry out to Jesus and start pressing our way to him. We battle doubts. We battle fears. come on now. Raise your other hand and say, Lord, put inside of me what that woman had. A desperate faith. I ain't a giving up.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Oh. Whoa.
Lord, I want to see. Open my eyes. Jesus spoke the words. He'll tell you here tonight. And my eyes were open. Oh, wow. He told me my faith made me whole. And I want to tell everybody here tonight, I stepped into a brand new world. And I happily joined the crowd and I followed Jesus with the rest of them. I got right in the middle of them and I started shouting my praises too. Hey, you all got a new one to join you. Well, praise the Lord. Raise your hand and praise Him. Let me right in the middle of these witnesses and I will give up my praise too.
Yes.
I've got a testimony too now.
Yes.
Yes. Woo. Hallelujah. They want to come to the piano here tonight.
Woo.
Jesus is a looking for faith in this hour.
Oh.
Well, glory. He will honor faith. Lord, I still believe. Brother Ron, a woman's press and her desperate touch. She pressed a touch. And now we have a blind man's cry. Well, it brought healing to him. A woman who overcame every obstacle in her way, and a man who kept on crying and believing caused Jesus to stand still. Hey, he answered my call. Would you stand with me tonight?
Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
Whew. Don't leave town yet.
Come on.
Man, oh man, oh man, oh man, don't leave town yet.
Come on.
As he came into Jericho, and as he was leaving Jericho, how many's ever felt the stir before? I better get in while the water's troubled. Hallelujah, while God's a-moving. Hallelujah to the Lord. Don't leave town yet. Listen, Jesus is a-hearing somebody cry. Come on. Your lips might not even say anything, but there's a cry down deep in the heart. People are crying for the Lord to touch them. Hallelujah, as they begin to sing here tonight. Let's find a place to call upon God and say, Lord, there's something in me that won't give up. I refuse to give up. Come on. Well, praise be to the Lord. Listen, God's a moving in this revival. And I believe He wants to save some souls this week. Come on, children. Come on and pray. Let's bring our lost loved ones unto the Lord and cry and say, Lord, get a hold of them and save them. Don't leave town until my loved ones come to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Until I get a hold of you, I'm going to keep believing that until then.
Yes, Lord.
Believe I'll count again.
Sees your heart here tonight. He sees your need. Jesus,
feel deep inside.
I've heard your voice.
Yes, Lord. A thousand times right now. Change or feel a touch from you. I know you're here.
Jesus.
So I'm told a secret place where